Shopify Point of Sale is retail made right, so you can give in-store customers what they really want.
Like click and collect?
Yep.
Can I display in-store stock online?
Definitely.
From every location?
From 1,000 locations.
Email capture? Easy returns?
Of course.
Can it make me right all the time?
No. Shopify Point of Sale. Retail made right. Visit shopify.co.uk/in-store to learn more.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio
X. Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. Gavin's here.
Hi.
Hey, Gav.
Hi,
John. Suds is here.
Hi.
Hey, Suds. Looks like Harry's here. Hey, Harry.
Hiya, John.
Harry Fowle's a man. Yes, a big man. He was big, he was tall, he was pearly as a mighty oak tree. And when he went to hunting, he goes with Emma Bunton. Has oxen for his luncheon and a bison for his tea.
That's me.
Oh, no, sorry. Harry Fowle's a man. Yes, a big man. That's enough. And also, this week on the podcast, we reminisce about the marvel that is the Gruffalo. Gavin Sunter pulled up so-called journalism, speculating wildly about Mars. And you gave us your very best blunt-edge technology. Enjoy.
Radio X.
I went to the Wetland Centre, which is near Barnes. If you live in London or not, it's just a great day out.
Great
day out for the kids. Yeah, if you get the otters at feeding time and they're not being surly.
It's a great day out at Barnes, is it?
It's always a great day out at the Wetland Centre. the cafe staff,
yeah,
despite what I said on Instagram, are
what did you
they
say?
Are wonderfully. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, if someone really upset them before we came in, or if it's just wave after wave of pensioners.
Annoying customers.
Getting the right change with right. Purses.
Sure, yeah, yeah. Slowly.
You know, they've always got purses, haven't they?
Sure,
just
yeah.
Always fishing around. I'll just see if I've got the right money. Like, get on with it!
Little Si carries one of those little purses.
Yes, he does, yeah.
Clasp, yeah.
Yeah. I dropped, with the clasp that you struggle with when you get a bit of rheumatism. I'll do it! You'll go, I know, I need me purse. Anyway, I dropped a cake. They rolled their eyes and tutted.
Oh, did they? What audible tutting?
I've got to tell you, of all the attractions,
yeah,
the surliness of the barista staff
right.
is the thing that most entertained me throughout the day.
Oh, I want to go there and drop cake now.
Oh, Gav,
I want to hear the tut.
It's genius.
Just did have you two have to people, buy the cake?
Just have two people behind the counter, particularly the main barista, who loathe customers like that.
Right, yeah.
It's honestly worth going to, because you sort of think they're gonna crack eventually. They're going to find it in their hearts.
And have a smile.
Nope.
Were you made to buy that cake?
Oh, you bought it already
by that
point.
Of course, it was on the bill. Yeah. But do you know what, since, 12 quid for one bit of cake and two coffees.
Stop.
I'm not. Nearly 13 quid.
Wow. Yeah,
and one bit of cake, two cappuccinos.
Wow.
Small cappuccinos, which incidentally were a credit to the barista's skill.
Ah, okay.
So the Wetland Centre, real thumbs up.
Lovely.
Right, cool.
Went on Friday, I took Milton down to Wimbledon Theatre. The Polka Dot Theatre, which is a children's theatre,
yeah,
to watch a production of Billy Goat Gruff.
And?
Ooh.
It is, what you did there, even though I sort of agree, is disgusting.
What?
Well, what they've done is they've made it a real political play.
Have
what?
They?
Yeah, Billy Goat Gruff. It's about they've made it all about the, border control.
Really?
And how you are ugly if you don't allow the goats to come and nibble your pasture.
Wow.
And they've made it. No, but they're actually in booths. And they've got booths and a barrier.
You're kidding.
No.
Feels very Orwellian.
And Billy Goat Gruff is... No, that's my point, is whether you're right or left, you can't start loading up children's theatre in this way with things like, says anyone who doesn't want the goats to come in and sample their pasture and have that is ugly. Ugly? Isn't that a naughty word to say? No, because it makes you ugly inside.
Wow.
It says, I'm thinking, hang on a second, there might be some children of Daily Mail readers here. This they could find this very insulting. But yeah, you shouldn't load it up. Just keep it. They're nice stories, and they mean what they mean in their own right. You can't start bending them round for modern politics. It was very good, though. They did it in sign language, which actually made Milton because he's grown up watching that on TV, for some reason understand it more. He was riveted. It was a good play, which sort of made the very, very heavy political agenda in it kind of more offensive, because, you know, you shouldn't load that up. They're only 2 and 3 years old. Christ's sake. But that's it. That's indoctrination, not entertainment.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Fool's gold.
What?
Stone Roses, Fool's gold. Guess what?
Fool's gold.
That's my pirate version. They said, no, if you're singing a sea shanty, you go, Fool's gold. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Stone Roses. Guess where Fool's gold finished in the top 100?
It's got to be top 30, at least, surely.
You two.
Yeah.
Are a pair of fools.
Oh. Are we? Why? I mean, I knew about Sunter, but why me?
You're a couple of bozos. Because everything you think they're going to do as an audience, they don't do. Everything you want them to do, they don't do. It's like everything they talk about the socials, they just get wrong. They say things like, basically, it was just the best of Oasis. No, it wasn't. There's 100 tunes there.
Yeah, there's lots of tunes there.
But within that, you could find the best of Oasis, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not so sure that is true about the Stone Roses, but I'm going to move on. There was no Led Zeppelin in it. No,
which is a disgrace.
Can I tell you, I listened to the... Stone Roses, incidentally, before I get onto my weekend with this. Stone Roses at 93 was This Is The One.
Yeah.
Fool's Gold at 79, which is a sodding crime.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
It's like the greatest groove ever to groove out of these islands.
Right.
And to cause people to groove out
sure.
in these crazy islands.
Sure, sure.
It's a work of genius. We can all remember where we were when we first heard it. It was the first tune I heard off that first album. And it's amazing. It's beguiling. It's got Ian Brown's voice drifting through the mansion of the groove like a ghost.
The first time I heard that loud was in a friend of mine's car who had a really serious music system.
Right, yeah.
And that stuff was bumping.
I couldn't believe it. So that's at 79, right? Yeah. Then Waterfall at 69. No. 60, She Bangs the Drums. Again, that's top two, Stone Roses.
Oh, it is, yeah. Just for the bass line alone.
Now, this is the bit that really got me. Well, you have Made of Stone at 54, which I managed to catch that bit of the chart. But the arguments I felt myself having with myself. And I only had Vanessa and Milton in the car to argue with.
How
unbelievable.
Did that go?
And Vanessa was like, well, don't listen if it just gets you so angry.
But you can't not listen.
Radio X. Don't listen if it makes you angry.
I don't know, John. It just sounds like Radio X to me. I'm going, yes, it is, but it's in this order.
It's the order.
Yeah,
but
I'm suddenly thinking, this is a great day listening to the radio, right? Yeah. But it's just when they start telling you that today we're playing them in the order of preference. No!
And you said you listened to it on four different radios.
Yes, I listened to it on my bedside radio.
Which is an old school one, yeah.
Yeah, no, they're all old school radios, apart from the car. But I have to have radio in every room anyway because I get tinnitus.
Sure. Uh-huh.
So I always
sure.
have to have something on.
Yeah, yeah.
If the tinnitus is on, otherwise, literally, I go mad.
Yeah.
That's 31 years of headphones and earphones, you know. It's done that to me. Mm-hmm. Hey, injured at work, sort of.
Plus a few underwater demolition ops you might have been on back in the day.
I think the Ministry of Defence already pays me quite a handsome stipend for the work I've done for them. Anyway, so I kept really shouting at the radio, and at the bedside radio, then the car radio, then very briefly at the Wetlands Centre, I heard it in a back office.
I was like,
what number are they at? Yeah. 38.
Right, right. So you stayed abreast of it.
I think it's 38, this one. Yeah. And then I heard I Want to Be Adored, so that, which is at 37, that in a second. So Stone Roses goes. Stone Roses, This Is The One, 93. Then 79, Fool's Gold. 69, Waterfall. 60, She Bangs the Drums, which is a crime.
Mm-hmm.
54, Made of Stone, which is... I don't mind that, except Sally Cinnamon. Which has got Cherryade in it. Not Burning Cars. Is at 52.
Right.
How can Sally... Who are these Stone Roses fans?
who prefer Sally Cinnamon to She Bangs the Drum?
No, I put it down to the second and third voters. Oh, just put Sally Cinnamon.
Yeah.
It must be. Because no one could rate Sally Cinnamon among Made of Stone. No one. What, you're at a gig and go, quick, hurry up at the bar, Sally Cinnamon's coming on.
I quite like it.
But you also like Cherry A.
Yeah, I quite like that bit about in the song.
So do I. But that's not the point now. The point is Made of Stone. When you see them do it live, it's a religious experience. Yeah. Okay, so I Want to Be Adored is at 37, and then Then at number five is I Am the Resurrection, which you know I'm not.
It's fine, yeah.
But I'm putting Made of Stone in. Made of Stone. She Bangs the Drums. Fool's Gold. All day.
Ahead of Sally Cinnamon.
No, that's my Rose's top three.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
ahead
yeah,
of
yeah.
I Want to Be Adored and the Resurrection. Yeah. I'm going Made of Stone. She Bangs the Drums. Fool's Gold. That's got to be your Stone Roses top three. Otherwise, you can't come and work out in my gym. I'm serious. Yeah, you're not going for it. You're not going for it. You're not tooling around town in my hot rod.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, relive the countdown by listening to the Radio X Best of British playlist on Global Player. Not on my time, though, soldier. Yeah? And drop and give me 20. I'm just saying, poor effort for everyone. Putting Sally Cinnamon as your third favourite Stone Roses.
He's incensed.
Crazy.
It's just madness gone mad. I'm not kidding, with a sign hitching a lift that says madness on it. And the guy gets in your car and you do give him a lift and he's mad.
Where did madness come in the top 100?
I don't know. Madness aren't in there. Madness aren't in there. Neither are Led Zepp or The Jam.
It's weird that, yeah.
Well, don't listen then, John.
Ever wanted a vacuum that can just do it all? Muddy car boot, a garden spruce up, even a washing machine leak. A Kärcher Wet & Dry vacuum is ideal for all those tough jobs your indoor vacuum can't handle. From sawdust to heavy rubble and liquid, save time and effort tackling all those messy jobs. Bring back the wow to your garden, home or car with a Kärcher Wet & Dry vacuum.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Harry has actually got a point, Gav, hasn't he?
It kind of has.
And there was arguing about that. Love Spreads is not in that Stone Roses top. Well, it's not in our top 100 as well as. Sorry, Harry just reminded me that not only is Sally Cinnamon is the third favourite Stone Roses tune, but Love Spreads isn't in there at all.
It's the tyranny of the majority, John.
You see, this is why I'm no fan of democracy.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
I went last night to Harrods with my son. He's going to be 21 next week. I can't believe it either.
That is amazing, yeah.
So we went there, just have a little look around. Mm. He wants hi-fi and things like that. It's a good hi-fi for us. So we had some food there. Incidentally, I had something I'd never had before. It's the only thing they served. Mm. Cost an arm and a leg. It's a Wagyu burger.
That's
a burger
fancy
made from
beef.
Wagyu beef, the fattiest meat.
The most pointless use of flash stuff I've ever known.
Silly. Right. A burger's a burger.
Yes.
Just like the cheese on a burger should not be cheddar. It should be that orange plastic stuff they get in America.
Right, American.
That's the
American
right cheese.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
It's got to be that, because it's almost a sauce already.
The only place you really... I mean, it's nice to have good ground beef. It's really nice. I felt... Honestly, I woke up twice and I'm feeling so sick.
It must have been really rich.
It was only about a third of it. It's just too much. Anyway. So I've gone to the tech department, which is, we agreed we weren't going to go and look at clothes because I'll just start saying like a dad going, oh, well, it looks, it seems to be a bloody lot to pay for that. Right. What is essentially a pair of stupid big trainers. and I just don't want to come across. So we went there because he really wants to get a nice turntable and some speakers.
And
I always encourage music. Anyway, we're looking around there and there's this, I'm in the television section where they've got a television that literally was showing the Niagara Falls.
Oh, yeah.
And I swear to you, it was bigger than the real thing.
Than the Niagara Falls.
Yeah. It makes real Niagara Falls look quite small. Why go there when you can go to Harrods and see, you know, something...
Yeah, right, yeah.
Literally larger than life.
Was it in a million K?
I think it was 35 grand. It was 35 grand. They've also got a turntable there for 29,000, which my son was like standing by. I'm like, I don't even want you near it.
Yeah, go near it, yeah.
Anyway, don't look at it. Anyway, so we've seen it in the TV department. There's this briefcase that says LG on it, right?
Right.
So I open the briefcase and a television comes out.
Oh,
what? It's just a case, right? And it says it's like 1,500. So I say to the guy there, yeah? The guy comes out. I say, excuse me. I say, what's the thing? He goes, 4 hours battery.
Portable TV.
That's what he says. He goes, I go, what is it? He goes, it's a portable television. I'm thinking, we've come full circle here, haven't we?
Really have, yeah.
Because that's in the 70s, that was a thing.
Well, hang on. A I think I've got one of them.
Yes.
Yeah, right. It's called a phone.
He says, no, it's the new from LG. They've just brought out these portable TVs. I go, I'm well aware what a portable television is.
We all have one in our bedroom.
I watched Tomorrow's World in 1981.
Yes, the only time... I used to get to use my dad's if we were ill.
Yeah.
And in bed, we used to get dad's Sony portable TV.
With the two aerials coming
up. Yeah. Can I have the portable on one of those tables that get, like they have in hospital?
Yeah. Say,
yeah, right.
Wow.
So I said, how much did you get? It's about $1,500. Okay, and he goes, but you know, you've got all the channels on here.
Mm.
I go, yes, you're not going to impress me with that.
I know what a telly is.
Yeah. I'm really aware of television.
Yeah.
It's not new.
No, but he was really acting like it was the cutting edge things. I only say it because it was $1,500 because I saw in the papers this week. Should capitalism ever flounder on the shores of its own excesses, future historians may consider the introduction of a £4,000 ironing board as a turning point. Harrods. And I saw this thing is stocking the Laura Star Germania ironing system.
What?
Which is bulging. It's an iron. It's just an ironing board, but it's got things like.
What's it made of, marble or something?
Maintenance alerts via a phone app.
Oh, you don't need any
of that.
So
your phone will tell you your iron is at a certain temperature.
Just don't be...
The iron will tell you that.
Yeah.
When the little light clicks up.
I think don't be stupid.
Right. Yeah, just don't be stupid.
When you're ironing, don't be stupid.
The ironing board is about glamour, sustainability, and authenticity.
No, it isn't.
Can I just say to you, if you've got $4,000 to spend on an ironing board, you shouldn't be ironing.
Yeah, no. You shouldn't be near
someone
any equipment.
Else should
yes,
be you should. To do that you for should. You.
Yeah, right. There should be a maid. Do you know what I mean? You're not going to see it anyway, right? Anyway, 83936. I just want to know what is it in the cut? What's cutting edge in your house? Right. What would you actually say is on the cutting edge, but kind of has proved to be a complete waste of money?
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Talking about the blunt edge.
Yes.
These are the bits of tech you thought it's going to really light up your life.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It's just an absolute waste of money. I am so bad for this.
Yeah.
That now I only buy old tech. And I'm surprised how brilliant it is, how it functions.
Yeah.
But listen to this. This is Luke. Sorry, this is Fat Luke. In Basingstoke.
That's a great
nickname.
Thanks,
Fat Luke. So Fat Luke says, we have an electric spiralizer to make veg spaghetti and cut out carbs to get buff. We did one cucumber and a carrot. Fat Luke in Basingstoke says they've never touched it again.
Radio X.
We're looking at your blunt edge technology after my trip to Harrods, where LG have just pulled out a portable television.
Yeah.
And you know, the only use he could think of, I was like, but if you can afford this, then wherever you're going, this was at Harrods last night, I saw LG portable television, which comes in a real state-of-the-art looking briefcase.
Mm.
You open it, just pops out. 4 hours you got it. This is in a world of iPads and tellies everywhere. If you can afford that, you got a telly to go to.
There's always a telly near that person.
And I say, so where do we go to? And he looks at me and he goes, well, it may be in the garden. I'm not, what?
I'm just trying to watch telly in the garden.
Well, I'm not going to the garden. There's no telly, is there? How are you going to watch your telly?
Wow.
I mean, I get it, because sometimes in the summer there is a bit of football, especially during World Cups, but
that's different, yeah.
One of those inflatable tents that don't have poles. Overinflated it, punctured it. Camping this week in a cabin. The tent is in the shed. Both it and my ego are deflated. That's Ian from Bradford. Thank you very much. Suns, what are you seeing, baby?
Paul from Leeds says, my cutting-edge waste of money was a portable steam cleaner.
Oh,
I bought
man.
It off a shopping channel around 6 years ago. Thought it would steam clean the house. Only succeeded in scalding my hand and cleaned nothing. It sits in the loft and I kick it every year when I go up for the Christmas decorations.
Good. It's so persuasive, though. I watch it some mornings. I don't know why.
It's hypnotic.
The power of steam. Get inside the crevices. Get inside the... Oh, man. The power of steam.
Don't do
We've
it.
Wiped this whole shower cubicle with peanut butter. Have a look at what this does.
I've tipped crude oil all over the underside of the sink. The power of steam.
I love this one from Martin in Bedford, Johnny. He says, hi, Johnny. My tumble dryer and washing machine has Wi-Fi.
What?
Complete waste of Jeffing time.
Just a waste of Jeffing
time.
It really
absolutely is. You could have used the F word then, and we might even have said it. My girlfriend bought a 1,000. We'll try and leave out, or we'll have a special section like they do in trade magazines for, you know, small ads.
Yeah, yeah.
For fitness equipment.
Right.
Because it's a given. Once you get the fitness,
it's a given.
Mm. They're only for hanging washing on.
Mm.
It's spare rooms.
Expensive clothes horses.
And do you know what I can't believe is that no one has created an exercise bike that has bits that unfold for washing.
That would be genius. And heats up.
Yes.
Oh, it's genius.
With the expectation that's exactly what you're going
to
do.
Or to cycle, if you cycle on it, it actually creates some kind of system that dries it quicker.
Sunta, you're giving these ideas away.
Right, it revolves them around and aerates them through the system, Or you're operating a tumble dryer.
Right.
By cycling.
Yes. An actual drum behind you.
An actual drum behind you with heat going round.
Guys, this is all great ideas.
That's genius. Mm. No, that really is annoying genius, isn't it? You could just attach it to the back wheel anyway. If we could somehow piggyback on a piece of existing equipment like a disused... Okay.
Faster, I need my jumper tonight.
Yeah. We've got one of them toasters with a baked beans, heating or poached eggs element on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Use once for bean, never seen an egg. Gimmick, love you, John in Newhall. John, I have one, right? It's called Toast and an Egg.
Mm. Okay.
And I gave it to someone, right? They forgot and gave it back to me as a present.
Oh, my God.
No, it's come back twice. That's gave it
it's
to
a
someone
boomerang,
else.
Yeah.
I went round to their house and I go, oh, I've got something for you. And I'm thinking, I gave this to you. This is like a really weird old school moment. Twice it's come back.
Wow.
I can't remember who I gave it to again, but I'll be reminded because I'll give it back.
X.
Got the need for speed? Switch to TalkTalk and go faster for less. Our full fibre 150 is now the same price as full fibre 65, meaning you'll get faster speeds for gaming, streaming or zooming without paying a penny more. Go faster for less with full fibre 150 for the price of full fibre 65. Search TalkTalk full fibre. TalkTalk for everyone. Terms apply. See talktalk.co.uk for more details. Subject to local availability and 17th of April 24.
Radio.
X.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Right, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. As you know, they never find anything that's of any value to us on Earth in space.
No.
All it teaches us is all the answers lie here on Earth. They genuinely do.
Yeah, all they ever find out is that it's bigger than we thought.
Yeah, it's space. It's bigger than we thought. Also, Gav, space, it just goes on like that.
Yeah, it just does, yeah.
Space, nothing new found again. They speculate wildly. So far, the fact is, until new news occurs, there is more life in one heart on Earth than all the universe. And that's the fact.
Is it, though?
Thanks.
It sounds great, though. Yeah,
it does. Sounds good, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Did you write that?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Did you?
Yes.
Year was that? Yes. You've quoted yourself from which year, then?
I've quoted myself from... Above the supernovas, beyond vast nebulas, meanwhile back on Earth, love's worth much more than life on Mars.
Very nice.
Here you go.
Go on.
Mars may have been habitable for... Thank you very much. Gav is spotting things that are not statements.
And Sunta, we're both buzzed up.
Okay, so I want you to... Sorry. I primed them for this. They're going to... I'm going to read you an article from the Times about the latest research from Mars.
Mm-hmm.
About... And any time we get to something that's not a statement...
Okay. Yeah,
that's pure speculation.
Right.
That comes from the Victorian era, almost.
Right.
Pygmy people living in vast caves and digging mines made of gold. Okay, you ready?
Underwater cities.
Yes. People with massive eyes. Huge oxygen tanks built into their skulls.
Trust me, bro.
Yeah, right. You ready?
Go on.
Mars may have been habitable for millions of years longer than previously thought. Before it finally dried out, scientists believe... The surface of the red planet was once covered in oceans, lakes and rivers, and would have resembled Earth during the earliest eons of the solar system. It raises the tantalizing prospect that simple life may have evolved in Martian waters and thrived, but not for long enough to have developed into complex organisms. Theories suggest... Yep. That any nascent life on Earth, on Mars, is likely to have been killed off when liquid water vanished from the planet's surface more than 3 billion years ago, scientists believe. Yes. There are competing ideas where the water went, with studies variously suggesting, yes, that it evaporated into space as the planet's atmosphere thinned, became bound up within minerals in the planet's crust, or sank into the dust as an icy layer of permafrost. I've now gone through, like, you know, in the paper of record, 7 paragraphs without a statement.
I think every single paragraph had a speculation word in it. Or pretty much every single one.
We get this. The next one starts, now it is thought that water could have persisted on the Martian surface. Right.
This is fun.
This is great fun.
I know you're enjoying it. But the thing is this how much fun the scientists have doing it? I know. Just say it was... say it all became part of one of those Martian moons that no one bothers looking up on Google because they've lost one. And the other one, a Russian satellite, collided into it and then no one really... Yeah, right.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
OK, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for this? This is one of the funniest stories I've ever read about Switzerland.
Go on.
Just because this is just how that you live in a country which just is Switzerland.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Switzerland's cabinet ministers enjoy a salary of, guess how much they get? Bear in mind, ours get about 167,000, yeah?
So I'm going to go 200,000.
No, they get 415,000.
You are kidding.
A pension, wow. A pension of 200 grand a year, yeah?
Right.
After leaving office, but they also get...
A pension of 200,000 a year.
207.
Wow.
And they get free first-class rail travel for life. But get this.
Yeah.
But from next year, unfortunately, their most significant perk has gone.
Right.
Guess what their big perk is?
Hotel rooms in lakes, lakes.
Taxpayer-funded skiing for themselves and their family.
What? That's crazy.
It's one of the most expensive things you could do. And
yeah.
Just got
the,
it as
the
a
thing,
perk.
The thing that we consider really the height of luxury in this country.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, there's Caribbean holidays, but during the winter, pretty well.
Yeah.
Skiing in Switzerland. I mean, you land in Switzerland to go skiing in France.
Right. Yes, you do. Yeah, yeah. That's
you know?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It's a few quid.
Yeah. So expensive. Yeah.
Skiing in Switzerland. I mean, that's for like royals. That's where the royals go.
Yeah.
There's no way they don't put a ski down in Italy, France, or but skiing in Switzerland.
Taxpayer-funded skiing.
Unbelievable.
That's amazing.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 fan. Radio X.
Got three stories going to... Well, one of them's going to warm the cockles of your heart.
Okay, cool.
First up, this isn't. I'm afraid squirrels have turned into cat burglars.
What?
There's a scaffold on a house, on some flats. They were put up. The scaffold was put up in 2022. This is in the Sumner buildings near London's South Bank. 18 months on, residents are resorting to black pepper, window nets and spatulas.
What?
In their efforts to keep at bay the squirrels that are using these scaffolds, just to burgle from houses.
Right, they're
just
of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're apparently shocked at the gaps they can nick through.
Right.
Wow.
I sometimes wonder whether thieving isn't just an animal thing. Because they never
do. It's a nature thing.
When you look at like films of like monkeys and things in South Africa, particularly,
yeah.
They wait till people are out, don't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, so the burglars.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah.
Yes. When they hear a little rustle, they're off.
It's
not, I'm just saying.
It's true.
I'm not saying it's a defense in court. Like,
well, magpies literally go around stealing, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, yeah.
Anything
well, we
shiny,
don't
wear
anything, yeah.
And foxes too, foxes.
Foxes, yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I saw a magpie selling stuff in the pub.
Always.
Yeah.
Under the wing.
He just held his wing open and just stole his load of watches.
No, I saw a magpie.
Yeah.
Sell a, what's it called?
Was he selling?
No, just some DVDs.
Oh, was
but
it?
To a fox.
Right. He's probably going to sell them on.
That's South London, though.
Yeah, yeah. He'll sell them on to the Badgers.
Yeah, probably. Depends.
Yeah.
Depends what sort of films they are.
If they've got a DVD player.
Badgers are quite fussy. No, they have got a DVD player because they bought one off these pigeons.
Right, okay. Yeah.
The rodents are unafraid to use the scaffolding to break into flats and pilfer food. They've become a problem since the local authority put up the structure.
Yeah.
Anna Martin, an education consultant who was there, has been there for a while. She said they squeeze through very tiny gaps. Even if there's a tiny crack and you think you're just getting air in, they get in. we had a situation where a squirrel got to where a one-month-old baby, my grandson, was asleep.
Wow.
I'm just saying, Gav.
Yeah.
With that rat in your loft, that turns out it's not squirrels.
Yeah, I think it's probably a rat, yeah.
A bit later, I want you to tell us how you're dealing with that, because I've been looking on the internet if you can buy ratting pistols. if you can buy something effective to stop that.
It's funny you say that. I have
I'm
been
just
Googling,
saying,
yeah.
Do watch out. Squirrels are getting more cocky. We know that.
Yeah.
Next up, are you ready for this?
Go on.
So, a woman has rescued a... A little, she found a tiny baby hedgehog.
Well,
just a little bobble. Finding a stricken hoglet, lifeless and abandoned, the animal lover did what anyone would do.
Yeah.
She scooped it up, placed it in a cardboard box with some food,
yeah.
and took it to a wildlife hospital.
Lovely.
She got to the wildlife hospital and they're thinking, it's a bit early for hedgehogs to have that.
Oh, right.
So they sort of prodded it, taking a look. Do you know what it was?
What was it?
A bobble from a hat.
No!
Yeah, she's had it in the box.
No, come on.
Feeding
she
it.
Must have realised.
Come on.
What?
And lastly, ladies and gentlemen, happy birthday to the Gruffalo.
Oh, happy birthday, 25. Gruffalo.
Wow, 25.
Yeah, I mean, I've used, in my time, I mean, I've, I don't know how many times I've read the Gruffalo over the last 20-odd years, but you know what?
Mm.
I've also read it to my kids.
Yeah.
Lol. But do you know what? I once really overstronged it when we were on holiday. You know, when you're on holiday, your kids,
yeah.
they take ages to settle down. It's, and they can, it alters everything. They're in a hotter place.
Yeah,
and whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I started using the Gruffalo as like a figure, like, the Gruffalo's coming. Quick, to bed. Yeah.
Right, right.
And
how long did that work?
Well,
so
I sort of reached out and I banged on the back of the door, like he was at the door.
Yeah.
And I just terrified my daughter.
Oh, did she get big
eyes? No, it was terrible.
Really?
I really overstronged it.
Oh, no. Had you had a glass of wine? And
yes,
you
I had, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like an actor.
Just like, no, but she's
like a word, stage God, actor.
And, no, but I really overdid it.
She's talking about that in therapy now.
I think we're all right. But you might be right, but I suddenly felt awful.
Oh, man.
She was, like, terrified. She ran up to bed.
Aww.
Did you have to explain
that? No, it worked. But literally after that. So it worked that night. I was thinking, thank you. Wait. But after that, goes, do you think the Gruffalo will come back?
Oh,
and after that, we couldn't read the book. Wasn't funny anymore.
No.
I killed the Gruffalo effect. But you don't worry.
Yeah.
He's carried on.
X.
Got the need for speed? Switch to TalkTalk and go faster for less. Our full fibre 150 is now the same price as full fibre 65, meaning you'll get faster speeds for gaming, streaming or zooming without paying a penny more. Go faster for less with full fibre 150 for the price of full fibre 65. Search TalkTalk full fibre. TalkTalk for everyone. Terms apply. See talktalk.co.uk for more details, subject to local availability and 17th of April 24.
Radio X. Johnny. Vaughan.
Okay, ready for this, guys? This is the big one. It's time for me too. Sudbury in Suffolk. Start of every week, we adopt a pet town. We recently adopted Pet Town 386. Sudbury in Suffolk. If you live in Suffolk, you'd like to be our Pet Town correspondent, text us on 83936, email johnny at radiox.co.uk, or send us a WhatsApp through Global Player. It's now time for Radio's shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based, true or false challenge, the Pet Town Quiz! Now, at the moment, I've got down here G4S7. Sounds like a chess move.
Is that the score?
Yeah, it does. That's the score, yeah.
Okay.
G4S7, please. Which means Gavin's on 4, Sunter's on 7, 3 ahead.
Sure.
For the second time ever today, I've got here in my notes, I'm not saying that Vin's got an ego on him, but he'd like it to be known that he wrote the questions.
Oh!
First time I've ever had that entry there, but...
Interesting.
Questions, courtesy of Vinny. Questions today. It's like in the lottery when they tell you what machine it used to be. Do you remember?
Yeah. God, as if
today's
it means
machine
anything.
Is Lancelot.
Yeah.
I think it's 49 balls, doesn't matter.
Yeah, right.
Although it probably somehow lengthens the odds more.
Mm.
Anyway, for the second time ever, the quiz is written by producer Vin. A note from Vin... I don't know if this was within the spirit of the quiz or not, but a quick note. Oh, I won't read that. Nice. Okay, he's put a note for me.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm happy for the contestants to know this.
Go on, then.
I don't know if this is within the spirit of the quiz or not, but a quick note. Well, I can read this out.
Yeah.
Okay, these are all false.
What?
Okay, here we go.
Mind game.
Yeah, he's playing a mind game with you.
What?
This is a whole new
thing. I know.
What kind of crazy evil is this?
Gav, what's your buzzer, please? Oh!
Great intro.
Yes. He's a great intro.
It's a great intro.
Who wrote that intro?
I have no idea.
Tony Hatt.
It's Carly Simon who sings it. But yeah,
probably Tony Hatt.
Yeah, I'm sure. Of course, yes. Of course it's Tony Hatt.
Tony Hatt. Tony, hey, maybe a hero. We should do Tony Hatt. That's brilliant. We could, because then we can find out, Gav. I love those ones where Tony.
He did write Downtown.
Yes.
He did.
Which features on guitar?
Oh, Vic.
Jimmy Page. And Vic Flick, yeah.
Vic Flick is the guy who played ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding. But you all know that.
Absolutely.
Real triv coming up. I've got to tell you, yeah, that's the only bit of knowledge you're going to get out of this. And ladies and gentlemen, bad, corrupt, destructive, hateful, heinous, hideous, malevolent, malicious, nefarious, ugly, unpleasant, vicious, vile, villainous and wicked.
Hello.
Hi, sons. What's your buzzer, please, baby?
Dip your headlights. Don't dazzle.
Don't, because my dad always says that. If there's...
Dazzle.
Yeah. Going to be interesting.
Anyway, you must wait for me. Finish for answering true or false. 1 point for a correct answer. You'll lose a point for every incorrect answer. Woodman, are you feeling comfortable?
I am, yes.
Sunter? Okay, let's start. Here we go. True or false? The Wayside Inn in Sudbury is the country's oldest continuously operating inn.
Don't dazzle.
Sunter?
Just looking at Vinny, and I'm going to say false.
It is false. It's in fact in Sudbury, Massachusetts.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay. Still plenty of time. Here we go. True or false? Understory Farm just outside of Sudbury is completely powered by cart horses.
Don't dazzle.
I think that was Gav.
False.
It is false, yes. That's in Sudbury, Vermont.
Oh, okay.
There we go. True or false, every August, Sudbury holds a town-wide festival named Mary Mass. This year, between 15th and 24th of August, Mary Mass promises jousting, a dog show, fireworks and horse racing.
Don't dazzle.
Gav.
True.
No, it's false.
Oh.
That was actually in last week's Pet Town.
Oh.
Was it?
Yeah, it was in last week's Pet Town. Yeah. It wasn't in the quiz, was it?
No, it wasn't in the quiz.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
But that'd be really
But bad in future, do thoroughly research last week's Pet Town before we go into this.
Oh, my goodness.
True or false? Famous model and burlesque dancer Dieter Von Teese went to school in Sudbury.
Dazzle.
That was the most mad one. That sounded like something from a horror.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Who was it? Sons.
False.
It was Irvine, California.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, right.
I thought we were in Sudbury.
I know, but you just can't. You don't know where he's coming from.
Honestly, this is weird.
This is most irregular.
Yes, this is most unorthodox. Well, this is most unorthodox. He's taken the 50-50 thing and completely torn it up.
Really has.
So that it's sort of 50-50. True or false? Football team AFC Sudbury play their home games at Hope and Town Road.
Don't dazzle.
Gav.
True.
It's false.
Oh, for God's sake.
They were all false.
Yes, they were, yes.
They were all false.
I know, complex.
Just psyched us out.
He's out there, right?
But then, now what's going to happen next week? We're going to be really confused.
He's not going to do that again. He won't do that again.
But
he does. It might be a double bluff.
Sure. We don't know what he'll do.
I feel a bit sick.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 Thang. Radio X.
Today's here is a man called Rick Sylvester. He was born in 1942.
Great name, man.
It's his birthday today. He's 82. He is a mountain climber, a skier, and a very part-time stuntman. He was born today in 1942, studied at the University of California in 1965.
Oh, man.
He spent a year in Sweden, did cross-country skiing and wrestling and mountain climbing.
You can do too much sometimes.
You can. He first became known when he skied off the top of El Capitan, which is a 3,000-foot high cliff face in Yosemite National Park.
Gav, I think our listeners are well aware what El Capitan is.
I should imagine, but just in case.
They don't need it. Gav splaining.
He did that in 1971, and... he descended the 3,000-foot by parachute after he skied off it. He was an experienced skier and climber, but he had never done any skydiving. So he just trained for a couple of weeks before he did it and did it. It was called the world's greatest ski jump. In 1978, he was also involved in a cable car rescue, a disaster in the Sierra Nevada, when a storm blizzard pulled a cable car off one of the cables it was on, and they had to rig up a pulley system and bring everyone down one by one. He was part of that. But the reason he's the hero today is that in 1976, he skied off Mount Asgard in Canada, opened a...
It's a mountain called Asgard.
Yeah, yeah. Named after Thor's... What is it? Thor's home. Palace or something.
No, Asgard's like his home...
Oh, that's right. The planet.
Planet?
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
I thought C.S. Lewis made it up.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Anyway, in 76, he skied off Mount Asgard in Canada and opened a Union Jack parachute to create the greatest ever opening sequence in movie history for James Bond, Spy Who Loved Me. He got $30,000 for that one stunt in 1976.
That's when Bond really, really... You know, they used to have, like, Faith Brown doing an impression of Mrs. Thatcher.
That's right.
Stuff like that, didn't they?
It really was. It was Roger Moore comedy Bond, wasn't it?
Literally,
it really
like, was. Carry On James, wasn't it?
And that shot is slightly...
Carry On Bonding.
That shot is amazing, because it's real. There's no CGI. But it's slightly spoiled by the cut to Roger Moore hanging by the strings.
He doesn't
look that convincing at all.
I love that. No, Roger
it's hilarious.
Roger just hanging there, honestly, in a studio, dangling.
So they had multiple cameras. They took 2 weeks. They spent $500,000 just to get that shot. They had no idea if they had the shot until they looked at the film footage later, because they didn't have playback in those days. So imagine doing that for 2 weeks and then coming back and, God, I hope we got the shot.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely amazing. Anyway, happy birthday, Rick Sylvester.
Rick Sylvester, Johnny Vaughan, 4 till 7 thing. We salute you, Gav, that's fantastic. What you did, you brought back a memory that a lot of people share, but a lot of people know anyway because there was repeating Bond films.
Yeah.
You filled us in on something that's part of our past. You also really made us aware of technology that wasn't available then that is now. So you did so many things with that.
Thank you. Thank you.
And this is contrary to what a lot of people have been saying, and this is why I drove his attention to it. You see, he's not the... lazy. Everyone's banging on about. No, but you're not.
When the parachute opens, they start the music.
It's an amazing sequence.
It's unbelievable.
Don't oversell it. You got away with it, mate.
Do you belong here? Sitting next to me in the back of a Bell 212 helicopter, about to give your team the go on a jungle training exercise. What's your gut saying? Not for you? Turn the volume down. Or stay here and see how far you could go with leadership training unlike anywhere else. Go, go, go! Still listening? You belong here. Army, recruiting now. Search Army officer.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Every year over the Easter Bank Holiday Weekend, Classic FM counts down their Hall of Fame top 300 pieces of all time. That's,
wow.
That's because they play music that's over 300 years old.
Yeah.
What I love about that is it's not going to be incompatible ever because it's on sheet music.
Mm. Yes.
And that's the beauty of sheet music and brains and and actual talent.
Sure.
Is it doesn't need just, like, that's it.
Mm.
Someone can look at that sheet music and that music is playing in their heads.
Mm.
It's remarkable.
It is.
I saw someone reading sheet music on the train once and sort of enjoying it. I was really impressed.
That's really good, man. I can reach it. I'm lucky. Doesn't matter. I'll talk about that another time because I don't want to start blowing my own trumpet.
Sure.
Classic FM counts down their Hall of Fame top 300 pieces of all time. World's biggest poll of classical music taste. It really is. And my God, it's good. There's some bangers in there. I mean, I was joking to them the other day that, do you ever get pluggers in sort of saying, we've got this new guy? and the answer is, no, but they have new versions of them.
Yeah. New conductors and new musicians.
Right, right.
It's all cover versions.
I mean, you say it's a cover version, it's nothing like the Beethoven original.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Nan used to go on about that.
15th
anyway,
century.
Yeah, I know, but apparently when Beethoven played, it was really loud. The top 50 were revealed at the same time as Our Best of British, so obviously it's a complete mystery to us. Where these masterpieces were placed. So what I've done is we're going to play our Classic FM Hall of Fame top 300 rights. That's right, in association with 7-Up.
What?
Yeah, this is now sponsored, but that's why we're only doing 7.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Oh, okay.
Caffeine-free, but sparkling like a dream. 7-Up. Cool, refreshing. 7. I've got to apparently do this. 7-Up, 7. Seven's feeling right. The UK's drinking Seven Up, and it sure feels right. Seven Up, Seven, it's clear and crisp and bright. The UK's drinking Seven Up, and it sure feels right. Right. Okay, the sponsor said we've got to do that.
Amazing.
So here we go. It is our Hall of Fame 2024, higher or lower.
Spin the coin, go on.
Heads or tails?
Tails, please.
It is tails, Shunts. Let's start off with this banger from Tchaikovsky.
Oh, hello.
God, that's so good. It's such a good piece, isn't it? I'll tell you what, never mind classic. I'll stick that in our top 10. Yeah. It's so good.
I got my blood going there.
Sorry, really I went to see at Christmas. I went to take my daughter and Vanessa and whatever to see a Nutcracker at the Royal Opera House. It's banger after banger. It's like every... And I'm not kidding. It's like every advert that was ever on anything from chocolate to nuts everything when I was a kid. The guy just... And they're all about 3 minutes long as well. It's not like you get...
Amazing.
Anyway... That was Tchaikovsky, Swan Lake. But is this from Samuel Barber higher or lower in their chart?
Oh. It's an emotional rollercoaster.
It
isn't
just
it?
Keeps giving, doesn't it? It's so good. And you can still see Willem Dafoe, cruciform.
Yes, as
the phosphorus grenade goes on in the background.
I'm going to say that was lower, just because I think Swan Lake's more like the
You're
people's
wrong.
Choice.
You're wrong. It's high. Oh no, it's not. God, actually, the people went for that. Because apparently, classic FM fans, they love the William Orbit remix.
Oh, sure.
Okay, here we go. So we're on Samuel Barber, Adagio for Strings. But do we think this banger that was banned from a shop I worked in because it repetitive strain... Okay. Is higher or lower than Samuel Barber? This from Vivaldi. It was like the Jimmy Page.
This is a real, like, brushing your teeth in the morning tune, isn't it?
It's like, hello, welcome to Ralph Lauren.
Isn't this the beginning of 48 Hours?
No, that's the Four Seasons. No, that's the beginning of The Marriage of Figaro.
Oh, right.
That's Mozart, mate, different gravy.
So I'm going to go the Vivaldi's higher.
Vivaldi's lower, I'm afraid.
Is it? Oh, back to you, Sons.
Ginger, Vivaldi. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. no, it was his nickname, though, was it? Okay, here we go. So we're with Vivaldi, but do we think this classic from Gustav Holst is higher or lower than Vivaldi?
Sorry.
This is so cinematic. You haven't got the theme. You didn't get the theme.
There it is.
No, the theme's...
Okay.
It's Mars, the
planet,
the god of war.
I'm going to say that's higher.
It is higher. Yay! Well done, Suds. That's higher than where we are. We're with Four Seasons, weren't we? Okay, so we're with Gustav Holst, the Mars' theme from his Planet Suite. Do you think, though, this from Edward Elgar, higher or lower? Oh, man alive. The mass strengths of the mountains. If the gods parade down the bow.
I'm going to say higher.
It is higher. Well done, Suns. The best bit of music's come out of Britain. Maybe. Certainly should stir the heart of any Englishman. that was from Enigma Variations. That was Nimrod from the Enigma Variations. Right. Do you think this, Suns, is higher or lower from... Ralph Vaughan Williams, sorry, by Thomas Tallis with a remix from Ralph Vaughan Williams. Here we go.
Higher. must be amazing working on Classic FM.
It must be amazing. But then again, we haven't got to read the emails.
Sure. I'm going to say that's lower.
It's higher, actually. Oh. I can't understand how...
Tal is higher than
I can't Edgar. Understand how in this country anything beats Nimrod. Okay, so that is Fantasia on a Theme by Thomas Tallis. That was the Ralph Vaughan Williams remix. But Gav...
Go on.
Sorry, is this higher or lower than that from John Williams?
It's a banner!
It's no contest. This is higher, sure.
It's lower.
Is it really?
Well, no, since you take that.
Radio X.
Hey, guys.
Don't dazzle. Dip your headlights.
Now, I used to enjoy that immensely. And when I was a kid, my dad was... I used to be on television as an advert with a crummy animation.
Yeah, yeah.
And we used to always say it to my dad from the back of the car, me and my sister, when we were driving on, because he used to sort of be quite lazy about doing, oh, it doesn't matter, these headlights go to the side anyway.
Right, right.
Which they do slightly, depending. So if you've got a British car, and it was made in Britain, your headlights do naturally point slightly to the right anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, to the left.
Sure.
So it's going off. But a lot of the time, if you've bought a foreign car...
They go the other way.
Yeah, if it hasn't been readjusted, they're literally going right up. So once you used to get those sort of Renaults in the 70s, 80s, one of those Renaults coming towards us.
People had to put tape on the front lenses and stuff, didn't they?
Yes, to try and get it exactly right.
Yeah, I remember that.
Although, do you remember when people used to go to France, you used to have the yellow headlight covers because they had yellow...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. What's that? I don't know. It's just... Do you know why? I tell you exactly what it is. It's the same reason in France you have to have enough of the, you know, fluorescent...
Oh, in the boot of your car at all times.
Yes, yeah, you've got to have enough for every single person in the
that's
car.
Right. Yeah,
not just one.
No, that's right.
Mind you know, that's a scam waiting for someone to happen. Surprise, no, I suppose, aspirant Tories thought of that one, Gav.
Yeah, right.
Literally go to China, getting a deal for 20 million.
Oh, yeah, then push the legislation 60
million,
through. Yeah,
push it through.
Yeah, then you're...
I just have another warehouse crisis. With 100 million.
Yeah.
Provided, of course, the Conservative Party gets a donation. Cut to Baroness Moan.
Yeah.
Oh, I might be able to pay my legal fees. It is a scenario all too familiar for many. Drivers alone on the road at night. Until a car approaches from the opposite direction. Instead of a welcome sign of company, it's often a signal that you're about to be blinded by headlights.
Mm.
Sorry. But
so you made it sound like a horror movie.
Like a sort of Betjeman poem, right? Relief may be coming, however. The government said it will research headlight glare after 10,000 people signed a petition complaining about its impact. The news... Is that all it takes? 10,000, does it? 10,000. Interesting.
Is that
interesting?
That's interesting.
Well, no, 8,000 of us signed a petition to keep the post office alive just in Clapham. That wasn't enough.
Oh, wasn't
but 10,000 people, you know, that'll do it. We should have talked about mental health. That's the key thing these days.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, the news follows a long campaign by the RAC. It said that according to a survey, more than two-thirds of UK drivers have been forced to slow down considerably after being dazzled by headlights. In my new car...
Mm.
It dips them automatically when
it's got headlights. Oh, does it? Wow, clever.
Fancy.
No, but that must be a really simple sensor. That must
be
really simple. What I always wanted to have, and this might be the solution, is...
Yeah.
You know, cameras have flashes in.
Yes.
Mm.
That you can have that in your headlights.
Right.
And if someone does... If someone doesn't dip...
This might be a safety issue, though, John.
If someone said, you really give my best. No, but I'm just saying. I'm just like, right, you want it? Smile. Say cheese. Fum. And then you can delight, as in your rearview mirror, you see them plow off into the tree.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that's the sensor's the solution, rather than the
flash. I think it's a brilliant solution.
So that's what you should just ensure car manufacturers do. I mean... They used to have them as foot pedals in your car. It was on the foot pedal, but obviously...
For the brights,
In country roads, that just meant another pedal.
Oh, God,
And you're not getting any more, you know, feet.
Yeah, yeah,
unfortunately.
That's not good.
That's what we've learned today. So they did used to have foot pedals to do it with.
Right.
Which, if you're doing brake, clutch, oh, I've got to dip the headlight as well.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
no,
Christ. Yeah. Then it's just your feet, you know, you're moving around with your feet there like Klaus Wunderlich.
Wow.
On his Hammond.
Yeah.
So you got to just ensure those sensors get in. Gav, are you a rigorous dipper.
I get blinded by the rear lights on a Range Rover when I'm behind them at night. Those LED lights, I can't see. I can't see a thing.
Gav's taking
I get
it
really, especially if it's raining, it gets somehow heightened.
I think you're exaggerating. So,
I used to drive in the countryside, so yeah.
Oh, no, gosh.
Country driver, yeah.
It's completely dark. You can't see a thing. On, off.
Are you one of those country girls that's all what I call fags and car keys? Do you know what I mean? They've always got fags, car keys, and they're always rummaging in handbags.
You've arrived. And you're shown straight through to your seat. You've already perused the menu, which looks amazing. And you've ordered in advance. All that's left to do is relax. Oh, and pop your seatbelt on. With Virgin Atlantic Economy Delight, you'll enjoy premium check-in, priority boarding, extra legroom, and picking your meal in advance. Now you're flying. Book now at virginatlantic.com. See the world differently.
Radio. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. There's no doubt about that one. What there is a doubt about is how this will endure with little Simon on his sabbatical, because it's in new hands. Normally it's maps. The data team now down just to 3 people.
Right.
Instead of the 7 little Cy required.
So
I don't know, it's a diminished data team, but will the entertainment be of a similar value? We know the quality of this item is going to increase, but will it be as entertaining? Let's find out as we go to Harry, who's going to paint that town red.
Paint the town red with Harry.
Yeah, now...
Hi, Harry.
Hi, John. Any listeners who missed it, yes, now little Cy has moved to France. Maps is
has
no more.
Has he moved to France?
Yeah,
do we know that?
Yeah. The data team told me.
Okay, it's interesting.
Is that what they're calling it?
Do you know what? Wow. I can see him liking it there. It's cheaper.
Sure.
More land to hide in.
His fussiness will fit in well.
His fussiness. Yeah. Also, I can sort of, it's much more of a sort of cravat lifestyle.
Yes. That suits him. Suits him down to the
He does live the cravat lifestyle.
It's a lot more cravat chic. sort of young. No, it is though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you sort of live there and cheap wine, and I find I can save even more. He'll be amongst penny pinchers down there.
Yeah.
The penny pinchers of Provence. what's the next line? The penny pinchers of Provence. Love to dance.
Something like that.
Yeah. Sorry. So, like John just said, little size moved to France, and Maps is no more. So, along with the data team, we created Red. Okay, each letter of the word red stands for something in the pet town, which isn't included in Maps. Just a reminder that we are in Sudbury this week, and to start us off, we have got R, which is now for recommendations.
Yeah, which I think is a really good move, because you were slightly treading on the toes of the pet town caller tomorrow, who goes straight in with restaurants and food. Some of these pet towns, frankly, this town ain't big enough for two.
Yeah, we did a survey and the data team, basically a majority came back asking for an adjustment within the acronym.
I concur.
They want to hear that everything that is a must do in the area, not just food-based. Anyway, to which I say, look no further than the Sudbury Arts Centre, which plays host to Sudbury Springfest this very Sunday lunchtime.
Nice.
Beer, live music and a hog roast. What more could you want? A tenner gets you a pint, a hog roll and a commemorative glass to keep.
Music and a hog roast.
Music and a hot roast.
Now, TripAdvisor recommends the 2023...
Does the band roast the hog?
They're called Route 66, so I think so.
Yes, that'd be great if they just double up. They've got...
They do the barbecue.
On drums, on barbecue. Yeah, right. On the grills.
On tongs.
Yeah. On drugs.
Staying on the grills. Okay, the 2023 TripAdvisor Traveller Choice Award for Sudbury went to Turkish restaurant Alars. Now, according to legend, Alars has power over fire, hearths and stoves. So as you watch your food being cooked over hot charcoals in the restaurant, you might just catch a glimpse of Alars. That's their words, not mine.
I was going to say,
it sounds delicious.
Next up is
a bit blasphemous.
E, which is for entertainment. Okay.
Go on, yeah.
Now, when it comes to escape rooms, it seems that Sudbury is the place to be.
Escape rooms.
They've got not just one, but two of them. Now, if you've only got time for 1 hour of problem solving, yeah, then EO Escape Room is probably the way to go.
Okay.
They were the East of England winners of Escape the Review 2024.
Ooh. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Freak out! Comes to the Key next Saturday night.
That was amazing.
I wasn't expecting that, Harry. That was really good.
Merrymakers are encouraged to dust off your bell bottoms, slip into your shiniest platforms, and boogie all night long.
Nice.
And finally, D is for
Domino's.
Does it have a Domino's?
I'm saying yes.
You know it does.
Yes!
Boom! Yes.
Boom!
Santa said no.
It's amazing how that franchise can get the necessary equipment literally in a cupboard.
Absolutely
right.
They
can get it in a kiosk in sometimes. You go past, you think, was that a Domino's?
Is that a whole Domino's?
This place can't be big enough to get a Domino's. Oh, yeah. All you need is a freezer and one of them little conveyor belts.
Anyway, that was Paint the Town Red.
Paint the Town Red.
Which I have to say was excellent.
I think it's
if brevity is the soul of wit, then that was shorter than little size.
Radio X.
Harry, could you give me a little bit of background music? Because I've got some dinner party chit-chat for you, yeah? Today, it all relates to alcohol. On a Monday, it's a day when we sometimes contemplate alcohol, isn't it? I don't want to sound like some sort of vicar in a thought for the day slot, but sometimes we look back and think, no, maybe give it a rest.
Sure.
And you can till Friday. But scientists, and this is a really good entree, a really good starter. Everyone's arriving. People are looking like you're sort of like, drink anyone. And on a Monday, you're tentative.
Sure. Yeah.
So you could say, no, go on, have one. Scientists have actually found the best way to stop heavy drinking. Santa doesn't even look vaguely interested.
Go on.
Santa, this might apply to you.
Go on.
No, I'm waiting for the next bit.
She's away with the fairies, that girl. She's away with the fairies, predominantly. You can't even communicate with her. Right. Drinkers who want to reduce their alcohol intake should track their hangovers on an app instead of following NHS advice.
Yeah.
Researchers found that heavy drinkers who track the amount they drink on their mobile phones were able to reduce their intake by 2 units a week, the equivalent of a pint.
Wow. Two units.
So there we go. And you feel better about that. What do you mean? I'm down. I had one pint. A whole pint.
No, thanks. I don't want that unit.
The study. No more for me.
No.
No more for me tonight.
I've had enough.
No
units.
More for me tonight, Ray. I'm off home. No, Ray, please. No more.
I insist.
No, please. Shirley, stop it.
Shirley.
Please, Ray.
Not again.
Shirley, Raymond. Soft series of half sponge. So that's your entree.
Okay.
Sorry, that's your starter.
Go on.
A study compared interventions in 5,600 people who are drinking an average of 70 units a week.
Whoa.
Wow, one pint with 70.
Wow.
I'm down to 6. I've hit the magic 69. Right. You ready for your main course?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pint at a local, is a luxury after post-pandemic prices.
Yeah.
This is really good main course chit-chat. Mm.
Yeah.
Is to talk about how your drinking has changed post-pandemic.
Yeah.
Do you go to the pub as much?
Because hasn't it gone from pub drinks to buying booze and drinking it at home?
Right.
Actually, yeah.
So this is what you're talking to your guests about as you drink in a house. You go,
sure.
I find we're going out less. I used to go around the pub everywhere. I'm doing so much going out. Some people go, I go more. I'm enjoying going out there.
Right.
So talk about whether it increased what I call pub zeal.
But you've also got the homebrew enthusiast saying, no, I don't need to go anymore, as he pours one from the pump.
A pint of draft lager, the UK's favourite style of beer, hit an average of £4.70 last month, according to new data. The same drink was typically priced £4.45 in February 23, meaning a pint cost 60% more than 12 months ago. Luckily, the increments aren't enough to keep you out of the pub.
Mm.
If that's enough to make
although
you
go, if I could find someone that did a pint for £4.70 around here, I'd be very pleased.
Yeah. I just paid £8.20 for a Guinness and a pack of Knots in that very pub down there. Anyway, a great main course discussion, you've come out of that way to cut down. Now everyone's warmed up and now they're not thinking about cutting down anymore.
Yeah.
But you can talk about how the pandemic changed your drinking. God, Oh, I drank you so much back then.
Yeah.
And now we're going into our cheese board or pudding. Mm-hmm. Today it's a pudding, something sweet. Winemakers in Britain are sick of their product being compared with champagne. You should be so lucky.
Right.
It's like saying, I don't want to be compared to Rolls-Royce. Yes, Rolls-Royces aren't what they used to be, but they're still...
It's still a brand.
It's a totemistic thing, and that's what you're talking about, is that champagne is a luxury brand, and believe me, British sparkling wine manufacturers, I know you see yourself as... Because now we're even better than most champagnes.
Yeah, no, they should be complimented.
It's not about that. Yeah. You're being favourably compared, and it's often so. We haven't got any champagne, we've got sparkling British, and people compare it favourably. Maybe at the end of the meal, with the cheese, maybe a glass of something sparkling.
Absolutely.
Whatever you're serving, whatever you're doing, just be sensible. Sunter says... Keep it sensible.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Thang.
Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now. You get the 4 till 7 Thang downloaded straight to your device every single Friday. And if you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk. Radio.